चैप्टर नंबर 4 जनरल प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ टीचिंग अ फॉरेन लैंग्वेज। इन इंडिया इंग्लिश इज टॉट बोथ एज द सेकेंड लैंग्वेज एंड एज अ फॉरेन लैंग्वेज। द टर्म सेकेंड लैंग्वेज इज यूज्ड बिकॉज इट हैज बिकम अ लिंगुआ फ्रैंका बिटवीन स्पीकर्स ऑफ वाइडली डाइवर्स लैंग्वेजेस। बाई इंग्लिश एज अ फॉरेन लैंग्वेज इज मीन्ट that English is taught as a school subject or on an adult level slowly for giving students a foreign language competitions. For both, it is essential for English teacher to teach in a such manner that desired goals can be achieved because in the words of Wren, W-R-E-N, Wren, inverted comma open, in the teaching of class subjects, the actual work of mind training is being performed. In the early lessons in English, the weapon is used, forged, F-O-R-G-E-D. The tools are being made with which that work of mind training is to be performed. In the English lessons, he is hoeing, H-O-E-I-N-G, the soul that it may be able to receive the seed, inverted comma close. Therefore, a sound knowledge of the principles of teaching English language is needed. Since these principles are fruitful for all foreign language teaching, they are aptly called as general principle of foreign language teaching. Foreign language teachers must keep in mind the following principles of to achieve effectiveness in their teaching. First, principle of naturalness. The mother tongue is always learnt easily because there is a natural environment for learning mother tongue. The mother tongue is spoken in the environment created by family and neighborhood. From the very beginning, the child listens to his parents, brothers, sisters, friends talking in that language. He rises with that language and sleeps with that language. In this way, a natural environment for mother tongue learning is created around him. But this is not true with foreign language. The child encounters this language all of a sudden in one of his classes and only for 4 or 6 periods in a week. Therefore, it becomes difficult for him to learn the language. Hence, a natural environment should be provided by, first, talking to students in the foreign language in the class, playgrounds, etc. Second, encouraging students to converse in only this language because John Hope Mason says, inverted comma open, to make a language natural, it must be spoken. It is fruitless and impossible to make a language usable that exists only on the written pages. Third, arranging for group discussion. Second, principle of exposure. E-X-P-O-S-U-R-E. Principles of exposure. The child learns the mother tongue more rapidly because he is exposed to the environment where this language is spoken and written. In all the places of social exposures, market, cinema, radio, television, station, club, he either finds people talking in mother tongue or posters, papers, signboards written in mother tongue. The teacher should try to expose students to an environment loaded with the foreign language. He can do so by, first, disturbing pamphlets in simple foreign language. Second, forming a foreign language speaking club in the school. Third, putting charts with slogans written in English on wall, etc. Fourth, showing slides in English. Fifth, taking students to watch educable movies in foreign language. The technique of advanced organizer can also be used. For this, the teacher should write some sentence on the blackboard before the students and enter the class. When they will come, they will interestingly read what has been written on the blackboard. Third principle, the principle of habit formation. Language learning is a skill like learning, cycling, swimming. Language is the instrument of all subjects, so it should be automatic. Example, a habit. It should be learned to the point that little or no effort is made to speak it. Thompson and White called it, inverted comma open, unreflective right utterance. Uneffective right utterance. Palmer says, inverted comma open, language learning is essentially a habit forming process, a process during which we acquire new habits, inverted comma close. Language habits should become a nature. An attempt should be made to form habits as indicated by Bruce Pattison, inverted comma open. Habit have to be established. The operation of the system has to become fairly automatic. The following habits should be formulated in students. First, habit of listening to sounds and distinguishing between sounds. Second, habit of speaking with proper intonation and accent. Third, habit of imitating. Fourth, habit of repeating. Fifth, habit of spelling. Sixth, habit of reading aloud with exact articulation. Seventh, habit of silent readings. Eighth, habit of using correct grammar. Ninth, habit of using words in their proper contexts. Tenth, habit of correct pronunciation. 11th, habit of consulting dictionary. 12th, habit of going to library. And 13th, habit of reading newspapers, journals, magazines, storybooks, etc. Fourth principle, the principle of using mother tongue. Robert Paul says, inverted comma open, when we learn first language, we face the universe directly and learn to clothe it with speech. When we learn a second language, we tend to filter the universe through the language already known, inverted comma close. So we can use mother tongue in teaching foreign language. Although some linguists stress its negative role, but it has been found facilitating the acquisition of foreign languages, as pointed by the P. Gurre, inverted comma open. The teaching of the mother tongue and teaching of a foreign language can support and assist each other, inverted comma close. Fifth, the principle of proper order and proportion. The four distinct involved in language learning are: first, understanding; second, speaking, reading; and fourth, writing. The classical order of teaching these activities is: first, understanding; second, speaking; third, reading; fourth, writing. Mr. J. A. Bright did an experiment on students learning English as a foreign language and found that the following order of teaching is more advantageous: first, understanding; second, speaking; third, writing; fourth, reading. He found that reading becomes easy when writing is learned before reading, because in this way associations between symbols and sounds can be made. Therefore, this order of teaching should be maintained Besides, this principle of proper order, principle of proportion should be followed. It means that while teaching a language, due to equal emphasis should be put on each aspects. Palmer says, inverted comma open, it simply means that all items in the whole range of the subjects and aspects must receive an appropriate degree of attention so that the student's knowledge of them may ultimately form a harmonious whole. Sixth principle of passive and active vocabulary. One objective of teaching English is to increase vocabulary of students. There are two kinds of vocabulary. First, passive vocabulary. Those words which are recognized and understood but never used in speaking and writing formulate this type of vocabulary. Second, active vocabulary. Words which are understood and constantly used by the learner is speaking and writing form active vocabulary. A fruitful learning is when recognized and understood words are used as active vocabulary. It means word of passive vocabulary should be used as active one as illustrated ahead. Active vocabulary. Words. First, table. Second, chair. Third, going. Fourth, book. Passive vocabulary. Words. First, elegant. Second, gaiety. G-A-I-E-T-Y. Third, formidable. Fourth, vague. V-A-Z-U-E. For instance, the word elegant is in passive vocabulary. The teacher should try to bring this word in the active vocabulary of the students. When the student starts using the word elegant off and on, then the word gaiety, G-A-I-E-T-Y, should be taken over and so on. Hornby, H-O-R-N-B-Y, has given suggestions as to how to prepare a list of active and passive vocabulary. Seventh, the principle of motivation. Motivation is the core of learning. Perhaps no other principle is so important as of motivation, because a student motivated to learn a foreign language can himself manage to learn the language somehow or the other. But to motivate students to learn the foreign language is an uphill task, as there is no internal force for learning this language. Mother language is learnt in a motivational stage because the child wants to express his thoughts and ideas for him. There remains no alternative except to learn the mother tongue. The process goes like this. Internal desires to express ideas. Second, motivation to learn language. And third, learning the mother tongue. But for the foreign language, there is no such internal desire, because there is already the mother tongue to express ideas. Therefore, special techniques are required to motivate students to learn the foreign language. They are, first, arousing techniques. These techniques will arouse students from a state of sleepiness, including anxiety, frustration, curiosity, and some of the technique of arousing. Second, expectancy techniques. A person only gets motivated when there are goals to achieve and expectancy to achieve them. So teachers should formulate clear-cut goals before students. Third, incentive techniques. Under these, the following techniques comprise: punishment, praise, reproof, grades, competitions, etc. 8. Principle of selection. These principles are based on the assumptions that the whole system of the language cannot be taught within a short period. Since we can teach only limited things within a limited period, teaching matter should be selected keeping the following principle in mind. First, frequency. Those words or structures bracket set of words should be selected which have a high frequency of occurrence, as which are used much, as book, pen, table, etc. Bracket close. Second, range. Every word has its range. Range shows the number of situations in which a word can be used. For instance, there are two words, sky and have sky. Word sky word can be used in one situation only, whereas have can be used in three situations. First, I have read the book. B, have some sweets. C, I have three cherries. Here the range of sky is very short, whereas have has a long range. Words of longer range should be selected for teaching. Third, availability. It refers to things. A, whether the word is convenient to teach, as table, chair, pen, book, and due to their availability in the classroom. B, whether the word is useful, as plate, spoon, salt, cup, are due to their indispensable availability in house. Words with these characteristics, as convenient to teach and useful, should be selected. Fourth, coverage. Words with more covering capacity should be selected. By coverage or covering capacity is mean that the number of words a word can display. The word cereal displaces wheat, rice, pulses. Fifth, teachability. Words differ in teachability. The word flower can be taught easily by showing the flower, or by sketching a flower, or by showing a picture of a flower. But to teach affection is difficult. So preferences should be given to those words which can be easily taught by various devices. Sixth, learnability. Psychologists are of the view that things should be taught according to age. A word which can be learned by a 12th class students cannot be learned easily by a 6th class student. Therefore, matter should be chosen keeping in mind the learnability of students. Thus, the above six principles of selection emphasize on the selection of useful material. W. R. Lee also opens, inverted comma open, teach first those sentences, structures, the use of which can be made clear by means of visible actions in the classroom, inverted comma close. Ninth principle, principle of gradation. Gradation means simplifying the matter. The idea behind the principle of gradation is to so simplify the matter that language learning become more easy. There are two principles which come under gradation principle. First, principle of grouping. It involves grouping of material on the basis of sound, situation, sentences, structures, and meaning of make matter easy to learn. When matter is grouped on the basis of sound, it is called phonetic grouping. For instance, go, row, bow, toe, so can be taught together. When words are grouped according to situation, it is called lexical grouping, as father, mother, brother, sister, grandmother, grandfather can be taught in one constant, as family. Sometimes we can group material on the basis of sentence structure, as I am sitting, you are sitting, she is sitting, he is sitting, they are sitting, etc., can be taught together. This type of grouping is called grammatical. We can even group material on the basis of meaning. For instance, beautiful, charming, enchanting, alluring can be put under one head. This is called semantic grouping. Second, principle of sequencing. When the matter is grouped, then this question arises: in what sequence the grouped matter should be taught? The principle of sequencing helps here and tells which items should follow which items. There are three types of sequences. A. Grammatical sequence. It is related to structures. It means that first of all, simple structures having subject, verb, object. Example, I am going to Delhi should be taught. Then those structures should be taught which closely follow the first structure, as I am going to Delhi to see the exhibition. B. Lexical sequence. L-E-X-I-C-A-L. Lexical sequence. It is related to which word follows which, for instance, or follow either, nor follow neither. There follow are. C. Semantic sequence. It is done according to meaning of words. Words of same or rather same meaning are taught one by one. For instance, we all take meal. Second, we take breakfast in the morning. Third, we take lunch at noon. Fourth, we take dinner at night. Tenth, principle of phonology. Spoken language depends on sound and written language depends on sight. But it is hard to remember written symbols without attaching them with spoken symbols. Therefore, teaching a foreign language should start with hearing sounds and speaking the language. In no case it should start from written. Ren also states the predominating importance of speech. Inverted comma open. There was speech in the world a long time before there was writing. Thompson and White also proclaim. Inverted comma open. Book work and pen work introduce passivity instead of activity. Oral work introduces activity. Inverted comma close. Professor Kitson has expressed similar view of saying. Inverted comma open. Learning to speak a language is always by far the shortest road to learning to read it and to write it. Inverted comma close. 11th. The principle of interest. 11th. The principle of interest. This is a very significant principle. If the teacher is successful in creating interest in student to learn the foreign language, half the battle is won. Interest can be aroused by A. Audiovisual aids as picture, charts, gramophone records. B. Making the material meaningful as related to life. C. Doing different types of activities as speaking, reading, writing. According to Rain, lessons can be made interesting by utilizing objects and pictures interesting to the class by allowing all boys to do something as well as to say something by giving fullest play. Inverted comma close. 12th. The principle of learning by doing. This principle emphasizes on acquiring skill by doing. For a foreign language, acquisition of written work, pronunciation, reading, spelling, writing, hearing, and are essential activities. Students should be given a good practice of these. 13. The principle of multiple line of approach. According to R.N. Sophia, inverted comma open, the term multiple lines implies that one is to proceed simultaneously from many different points towards the one and the same end, inverted comma close. So the teacher should adopt many approaches judicially and rationally selected to reach the goal. The different approaches which can be used are illustrated here: social, function, culture, behavioral, phonetics, situational, structural. 14. The principle of accuracy and correctness. Accuracy implies to the use of right or exact words. It means that words should be used which impart meanings for constructs. For this, the following are imperative: A. The selection of words should be right. B. Use of words should be economical. C. Expression should be impressive. Correctness stands for accuracy of pronunciation, intonation, spelling, structures, and articulation. From the very beginning, the teacher should be both accurate and correct. 15. The principle of correctness. This principle is based on the assumptions that knowledge can be stored in mind permanently if it is gained through practical experience. A child can remember lotus more if he has seen the flower himself than when has not. The teacher therefore should begin with concrete things. As P.C. Wren says, inverted comma open, the first word of English should be names of things, and those things should be there before him as they are named. He must say book, desk, etc., and point to the meaning to the things he names, inverted comma close. For this, the teacher can use either classroom material or should bring with him handy material. Besides nouns, others, example, adjectives, pronouns, prepositions, conjunctions, verbs, adverbs should also be taught, keeping in mind this principle. 16. The principle of correlation with life. While teaching, the subject matter should be related to life, customs, traditions, peculiarities, and characteristics of the particular society to which the students belong. In this way, teaching can be more meaningful and learning can be transferred to real life situations. 17. The principle of language aptitude. Specialists of language like Carroll and Spoon are of the view that for learning a language, language aptitude is needed. There are some main components of language aptitude which should be developed in students. These components are: first, phonetic coding, ability to code sound in such a way that it can be remembered. Second, grammar, ability to handle grammar. Third, rote memorizing. Fourth, inferring linguistic rules, patterns, etc. These are the various principles of foreign language teaching. If the teacher wants his teaching to be fruitful, if he wants the rate of learning to be accelerated, we must follow these principles in teachings.